just a question of him continuing to play his game. And, you know, if he can, if the ball's not going in, you know, he can think about other things he can do. You know, maybe get a more open shot, or, but not to ever stop attacking. And, you know, that's who he is, and that's who he's worked to become, and that's the guy that we have confidence in, and we want him to be aggressive and attack, and the results are a byproduct of that.
Coach Dante was pretty aggressive in isolation tonight. Is that something he can do in the future going forward?
Not isolation. I think he was aggressive in transition with the way. I don't want Dante, and I don't want any of our guys, unless the play is called for him, you know, to be just thinking about themselves. I want him to recognize an opportunity to attack, and that's what he did. And it was good to see. I don't want him to stop being aggressive for 1 second. I do want him to continue to read the court. And I think the more that he attacks and the more he reads, you'll continue to see him get into the rim, and you'll continue to see him making plays for other people too.
Quentin, just what'd you say to the guys as they head out to break?
I told them exactly what Craig just said. I thought it was good that we had to struggle a little bit, you know, and feel our defense, and then we were able to make shots and kind of rewarded for that, that mental toughness. That I think is what's required. You know, the end of the half, they went on an 11-1 run, and those are the situations that's the time that, you know, that's got to be an 8-4 run if it's they make shots or we're not playing good. We've got to be able to be tough enough mentally, and I thought we were better at that time. So, and then have a good break. Right?
You're 35-22 at the All-Star break. What do you think of this team, both, you know, for better and for worse?
I've really felt the same way about this group since the beginning of the year. You know, I think it's a good group of guys that you know, that fit together and want to win and are unselfish. And part of that is us continuing to develop continuity, continuing to play well together. And, you know, the injuries and things have been a challenge for our guys. I think they've handled it very well, as is represented by the record that we've been able to win some games, you know, throughout that. But I'd like to think that we can continue to get better. You know, I think that's the case. But that process isn't easy. You know, it's not a given that all of a sudden this guy gets healthier, you come back and you're just better. Sometimes, you know, you have to take a step back to move forward, and I think this group is capable of doing both.
Sure. You said you weren't drawing a line in the sand, but now that you've won, in retrospect, is it nice to go into the All-Star
break?
It's
nice. It would be nice to have gone into tonight, you know, going to the weekend, you know, going to Tuesday. I think it's good. I mean, I can see it both ways, Frank. You know, I mean, there's part of it, if we were to lose tonight, there needs to be a little, you know, kind of desperation and urgency. And if you have to sit on that through the break, you know, hopefully that manifests itself when you come out of the break. But so I don't think we're that different a team tonight because we won than I do, you know, the other games we lost. We didn't play as well, played better tonight. So I don't, you know, that sand, there's still no line there for me. I you know, if we ever get to that point where we can draw a line in the sand, you know, that'd be great, because that means we're, you know, something's really, really important. And tonight was important, but, you know, it's a single game in the regular season. And as I said, I think it was an important game. It wasn't just an ordinary game, but it only counts as one.